Good morning and welcome to another episode of Saturday Morning in Bed, a family podcast. So, this morning, I guess the main topic... You want to get up? Okay, I'm just going to help Connie up onto the bed because this morning, I suppose we're going to talk about travel. Do you know what travel means? Okay, do you want to tell the listeners what travel means? Katie? Katie's with us, my eldest daughter. I'll hold it. So.
I'll hold it.
Well, I don't have many things that I do in this family, so if it's okay with you, I'll just do this one thing. Okay. We'll take turns. My turn first. So, Katie's with us, isn't she?
Yeah.
Would you like to say hello?
Hello.
Hello. Take your straw out of your mouth, sweetheart.
Hello.
Oh, isn't she got a beautiful voice? Yes. What did we do yesterday?
We came to a hotel. We went to the shops.
Yeah. Right, we're going to get everything. Okay, yeah. What else did we do?
We picked me up from my mummy's.
That's right.
And we went to the supermarket.
Okay.
And then we're here. But we had to go across the motorway.
And that is travelling.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't believe we're already there.
See Katie! Gonna pick Katie up.
We did pick Katie up, that's right. So, we do a lot of travelling as a family.
I want my water.
You want your water, okay. We do a lot of travelling as a family. Lisa's family goes... Oh, you wanted it, yeah. Lisa's family is down in Essex. My family is over in Manchester, and we live near Leeds. So, quite often, when we want to do something, or if we want to see family, we have to travel. And that can obviously have its challenges as a mummy and a daddy. And also have... It can be pretty boring as well, can't it, for you guys?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
No.
You don't know?
No.
So... What do you like about travelling?
Don't really know.
I don't know. Have you got any opinions on it, Connie?
Do you like going... I've been in the woods and I saw a fox.
What?
Yeah, I went on the bikes. I went in the car to the woods. But then... And we climbed some trees and we saw a squirrel. And then... We had a little carrier and we put the squirrel in that and then we found one fox but we left it alone because he might get us.
That is brilliant. That's a super story.
Yeah, it was in real life.
Real life? So you just didn't make that up? It actually happened?
Yeah, it was my nana.
Cow. That's bonkers. So, travelling. This today, it's what have we done for the first time? What did we do for the first time last night?
Together.
Go for a trip.
No, we've been on plenty of trips together, but last night was the first time we've slept in a hotel room, all four of us together.
Yeah, and Connie slept in my bed.
So obviously I have challenges.
And Connie slept for 8 hours.
Connie slept for 8 hours, which is the first time she's ever done that. And it's also the first time she shared a bed. The worst bed in the world.
Where?
Well, I don't know about you, but I didn't find it very comfortable.
I find it really comfortable.
All right, well, it looks like the kids were affected by the lumpiest, springiest...
Daddy.
Just keep going, you can do it. So the... The challenges were, I suppose the challenges are to make sure the kids were happy and their tummies were full. And you always have that fear of, you know, after setting off after 5 minutes, are we nearly there yet?
Yeah, thankfully she fell asleep after asking that twice.
So everything that could happen on a trip kind of happened. yesterday we basically got lots of traffic. We were late. It was very busy. That's right.
And we had the light on because you couldn't see.
That's right. So we've travelled across the north of England. We had traffic. We were late. So we basically decided to eat first.
And then we went straight away to the hotel.
That's right. But eating first meant the kids had nice little full tummies, and you guys then slept pretty much all of the way.
You and we guys had a drink. So that make
yes, water though. Don't make out to the listeners that we gave you alcohol.
No, I didn't. I had water.
That's right. Daddy. Say that again, just to be clear.
I had water.
Thank you. Connie has her num-nums. So yeah, that can be stressful. And for parents, that can be stressful too. And if you're driving, it's even more stressful. If the children are unhappy, thanks for my water. If the children are unhappy and they're screaming, what do you do? So
have fun.
Have fun. That's a great suggestion. So Katie's suggestion there to have fun. What can we do in the car to have fun?
Have lots of sleep.
Sleep is fun. Sleep is good.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, you were looking out the window. We were spotting things, weren't we?
Yeah.
When you did wake up, you looked at the moon. Could we see the moon, Connie? Yeah. Connie's now worked out how to get off this incredibly tall bed and is now just pottering around the hotel room, which is fine. So there was lots of challenges, but we got here in one piece, and then the next challenge was we're all in one room. It's not normal. Lisa and I co-sleep with Connie, have done since day one. She's now two, so she's used to sharing a bed or being in the same room as Mummy and Daddy, and that doesn't distract her.
And she just did get two.
She's only just turned two, that's right.
Yeah, I told my mum that.
Yes. And how old are you?
Five.
I'm glad one of us knows. So that's a challenge. But the challenge really was all four of us. We co-parent, and when Katie's with us...
I've never done this.
No, you've never done this before. She has her own bedroom at home. And so when... Thanks, do you want to pass that? So when she stays at ours, Katie and Connie are in separate bedrooms. And so this was going to be an unknown for us. We didn't know whether they were going to keep each other awake, keep us awake. Katie, Connie, don't play with that sweetie. That might be a bit hot. Are you okay? Don't lose that. She's now running around with the car key. That's the only one we've got. Can I have that? Thank you. And so, yeah, but thankfully, you slept.
I want that out.
You want to come up here? Okay.
She's the only one who does this.
She's
always playing with this phone.
So I want to ask you guys a question. Did you like sleeping together? You were sleeping with Katie? Yeah, you hold the phone.
Okay.
So you were sleeping with Katie?
Yeah, I was.
And did you enjoy it, Katie?
Loved it.
Did you like it, Connie?
I want to hold that.
We're back to the holding thing. But suffice to say, I think we were lucky. I think we were fortunate.
Yeah.
That you enjoyed. So the question is,
he's just dunking on me.
Would you guys do it again?
Funny. He just went in straight headfirst.
So now we're gonna get up.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening to this second episode of Saturday Morning in Bed, a family podcast.
No.
We're still working out the format, but we want to keep it real, right? We're a real family. Nothing too much produced. Sometimes I wish we were doing a video, but just to show you guys what these kids get up to. But this is really an easy way of recording what we get up to. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Do tune in to the next episode.
Bye.
Oh, we can say, and we're going to say goodbye now. So say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you say bye?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone. See you later.